See, all during the war, we done without vacations and everything. They were supposed to make it good. So then, 46, we had worked all year at 6 days. They paid us off at 5 days. Because they went 5 days, they stopped paying us off at 5 days. No way. So we voted to strike. Well, we had to leave maintenance men. Now this is something I never agreed with, maintenance men. I never worked maintenance a day in my life. I know they pulled some other caper there and got the men pretty mad, and this one guy got up on the floor in the union hall and he says, I'm making a motion, we go out on strike in the morning, he said, and leave no maintenance men. Bing, that's what we done. Well, Jesus, talk about war. Well, anyway, this what started all the wrecking and everything else. And they blamed the miners for that. The woman come from church, these women from coming from church. One of them's husband was inside the fence. The other woman didn't talk to her anymore. So she stood on her front porch and she said, you bunch of dumb sons of bitches. She said, I'll be driving a Buick when my husband comes out from behind the fence and your bellies will be scraping your backbone. They wrecked her goddamn house. That's what started. Then there's two ship bosses. We're in on that, organizing that wrecking. And they were at the head of it. And a lot of women, and some miners, I won't say all the miners, but there's some miners in it. But it was never through the union. But then they start, you know, it spread around, start going, and geez, they start wrecking all. I went down, one case, this guy I had worked for and worked partners with for years. I knew he had a little boy that was not right. And I got a call, and I said, what? Well, his boy and wife are in there. I said, oh, geez, I went down. Some of these women that were outside there. What the hell are you doing down here? You should be up dragging them scabs out. We're doing our job. I said, you're doing one hell of a job. You're giving the miners a very nice black eye. I said, I'm taking that woman and kid out of here. Me and this other guy went down and took them out. We took them up some relation. We let them wreck the goddamn house to come there and paper it in. But that kid was screaming. You could hear him for 4 blocks. He didn't know what the hell was going on. Kid about 5, 6, huh?
Yeah, he lived in our neighborhood.
And finally, we had to take action and stop them, you know. But
how'd you stop it?
Well, some of the guys went around, you know, wherever they wrecked and told them to knock it off. They weren't doing us any good. Mm-hmm. But they tried to deputize. They deputized some of the miners, but oh, I wouldn't be deputized. I don't go to hell. But I know they wrecked everything they came across. And it was mostly women. Mm-hmm. After they seen what the women were doing, the company told them, go ahead and do some more. It was a hell of a mess, and we got a hell of a black eye out of it, which we didn't deserve.